AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says search crews continue to comb the rubble of a wing of a 12-story condo building that collapsed early this morning in Surfside, Florida.
We did identify and declare as safe 102 people, and 99 we still cannot account for, some of whom may not have been in the building.
That from WPLG. One person is known dead. At least 35 have been pulled from the debris. A building inspector had been at the place yesterday as part of a 40-year recertification process. President Biden has a deal on a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
This deal means millions of good-paying jobs and fewer burdens felt at the kitchen table and across the country, safer and healthier communities. But it also signals to ourselves and to the world that American democracy can deliver. And because of that, it represents an important step forward for our country.
The compromise coming as Biden worked with a bipartisan group of senators, including Maine Republican Susan Collins.
It was essential to show the American people that the Senate can function, that we can work in a bipartisan way.
The president says not everyone got what they wanted and that the White House priorities will be worked on separately in the congressional budget process known as reconciliation. Over the next 2 weeks, all but 650 U.S. troops will be withdrawn from Afghanistan. Officials say those being left at this time will be there to protect diplomats. President Biden says the tens of thousands of Afghans who worked with the U.S. and NATO will also be helped.
We've already begun the process. Those who helped us are not going to be left behind.
The Biden administration is working on evacuation plans to U.S. territories and possibly other countries while the Afghans go through the process of applying for U.S. entry. This is AP News. The House overturns a set of regulations put in place in the final days of the Trump administration that allow payday lenders to avoid state interest rate caps. Today's vote to overturn the True Lender Rules is the first time Democrats in Congress successfully overturned regulations using the Congressional Review Act. The act gives Congress the authority to overrule federal agency rules and regulations with a simple majority vote in the House and Senate. The Senate voted to overturn the regulation back in May. Filming of Indiana Jones 5 on hold after 78-year-old star Harrison Ford was hurt. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zarletta has this.
Harrison Ford sustained a shoulder injury on the set of Indiana Jones 5 while rehearsing a fight scene. The Walt Disney Company says the filming schedule will be reconfigured while Harrison's treatment options are evaluated. Filming began earlier this month in the UK. The film will be released in July 2022. I'm Archie Zarletta.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.